Here's your guest lineup on an open line Thursday. Brian Baldinger will join us in just about an hour. That's at 7:20. We'll talk Super Bowl with him.
Mm-hmm.
The doubter, Nick Dowd, who was the first star of the game, by the way,
against
the Panthers. Yeah. Goal and two helpers, I believe, in that game. He'll be on at 8:25. And Chase Hughes will be on. Covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports at 9 a.m. We'll talk Wiz with him.
Yep. Well, we got a little gift.
Yeah, Drabby brought this in during the break. He wanted me to open this.
Is this from the Wiz?
I'm not sure yet.
He says it's Wiz related.
Doing an unboxing
now. The Wiz
here.
Are on a heater. We're doing the off-cast tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. This is a gift.
Let me see.
What do you got?
From the Wizards here.
Bobbles?
For the district.
All right.
Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar. Double bobblehead.
Wow.
Monday, February 10th to the first 10,000 fans. It's French Heritage Night.
Let me see. So,
we got Les Sorciers.
Les Sorciers.
You could be Jean Auville.
Open it up.
And your name would actually sound better that way. You've always never liked Auville. Your mom would say Auville.
Yeah,
Jean Auville.
Mom tried to fancy it up and make it sound fancier than it was.
So are they connected?
And Alex are Les Saucier bobblehead.
Will you open
nice.
It? Or
sure.
No? Or are you not supposed to open it?
Hey, you know what?
What they said? Just one?
I mean, I just one for the studio. But Cakes, you'll also have a chance to talk to Bilal tomorrow on the Junkies at 8 a.m.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, how's his English? Is it silly?
It's all right.
Must be pretty good.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Bilal.
All right.
You know that guy that's got the dining room dedicated to his bobbleheads?
Yes.
He's fiending for this. Uh-oh.
Oh, something broke.
Did something already break off on it?
I don't
think it was styrofoam.
No, that's like, just
there are like some accessories in here.
Yeah. Okay. So was it like a coffee mug?
We got two coffee mugs. We got two basketballs. We have the French flag
all right,
as well.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. Why the coffee mug? What's the thing? Like French coffee
like
or something?
They're sipping cafe. Coffee at a French cafe, E.B.
Oh, okay.
Come on, they're leaning into the French angle.
I don't know.
It's French Heritage Night.
Maybe a baguette in there?
Well, there is a baguette in here.
Good like job. A real bagel? No.
A real bagel.
Yeah, that's a real one.
Are you okay? You know how big a real baguette is?
Bagel.
It's a baguette is like 2 feet long.
Oh, one of those big things.
Big baguette.
I got you. Right. Oh, there so they're separate. I thought they were connected.
Oh, it did break.
Hold on.
It broke?
Well, that's because Alex Saar's ankle's all banged up.
Let me just do some bobblehead surgery
here. Does
he
have a cast
on? It's very delicate.
Let me see. Did you break it already?
No. I just unboxed it. Hey, if you're going to blame anybody, blame Drab.
Let me see.
Drab pre-opened it.
You did?
No, I just opened the tape off the box. I know what it was.
So hold on.
There you go. There's a.
What happened?
Here's Bilal. He goes, oh, did you see my triple double last night? Were you impressed? Are you not entertained by my triple double?
Trois double.
Trois double. Well done, Valdez. We speak French, apparently.
What happened? Did you break Alex Saar's ankle?
I only came into game with a twisted ankle. I rolled my ankle three games ago, E.B.
Hey.
Bilal's head bobbles more than Alex's, apparently.
Hey, Cake, since you're such a Bilal stan, will you French kiss the Bilal Coulibaly bobblehead?
French kiss.
Yeah, French kiss.
But I will kiss it.
French kiss, come on.
I appreciate your, how'd you dub it? A triple double?
Trois double.
Magnifique.
I didn't even realize he had a trip dub.
Yeah, you didn't realize.
Yeah, 11 points,
that's
11 assists,
he's
10 rebounds.
Triple double, JP. I had a triple baguette performance last night.
I just looked at the 3-point number because remember he had that good 3-point shooting night.
Yep.
Let me see what it is.
I think we need some super glue for Alex Saar. He's very unstable.
Oh.
Again, he has got a bad ankle. He's got a bad wheel.
Right. So where's he going to be? We're going to bump out Karan and Jay. That's like a Wizards
corner
over there.
No, you got to bump Kuzma out.
Well, bump Kuzma, or we could bump out. My name is Earl.
I would get rid of Jason Lee.
I mean, my name.
You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, so we'll find a spot for them, and we'll.
I think you just got to keep it.
We'll put the accoutrement with the baguettes and the coffee mugs.
You know what? We can put my name is Earl back here with us
next to cakes,
and you can put.
I think you got to keep the Kuzma, too, because that's like an iconic
Sarge on the IL. I mean, he's just not going to stand up.
It won't.
he's off the bobblehead.
Give it Roger. Roger the Dodger will fix it.
Yeah, some of these guys are hard. I mean, look, mine has broken hands back there. The gloves fell off.
So thank you to the Wiz.
Bobbleheads may be the most fragile sort of like memorabilia thing there is.
Just to remind everybody, Monday, February 10th, first 10,000 fans get the Bilal and Alex Sarr double bobblehead for French Heritage Knights.
Very nice. I wonder if Sarr is going to play tomorrow.
He's been out for like 3 or 4 games now.
At least, yeah.
How are the Wizards doing this? All of a sudden, they're starting to win. Now, the first game was against Minnesota, and they didn't have Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. I mean, I've kind of noticed the vets playing a little bit more, but yesterday you don't have Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, you played a young lineup yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, they also played Charlotte without their two best players. Not that Charlotte's any good, but...
So, Bilal's had some good games. Kispert has had some good games.
Kispert's got to be one of the more productive bench players in the league, man.
Last two games for Kispert, he had 25 off the bench in 29 minutes.
Just drills threes.
17 points in 30 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, good for him. I wonder what the average age was for the starting lineup. So George.
For the Wiz?
Poole, Koulibaly, Carrington. I mean, some pretty young guys.
Rashawn Holmes ups the...
He's a vet, yeah.
He has to up the starting age.
He's 31, but still... Three in a row. They're not going to break the record for fewest amount of wins.
9-41 through 50 games.
What is the record for fewest wins?
9, I believe.
Oh, it's 9. Yeah. 9 is the record.
And they'll get at least a couple more, if not more.
And then how far away are they from the second fewest wins? How far away are they?
Oh, they're still three behind Charlotte and Utah.
Yeah, it's
and
starting to get kind of dangerously close.
The Pellies also have 12 wins. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about the NBA? Jason brings this up all the time. The Brooklyn Nets, the night before, beat Houston. And Houston's actually a really good team.
Yeah,
they're right around third in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I mean, they're 32-18.
It was a big win. I think it was on ESPN. D'Angelo Russell was talking about how great a game he played.
Houston
everything.
Completely gave the game away. They allowed a three with 6 seconds left, and then they turned the ball over on the inbounds, and D'Angelo Russell hit the game winner.
Yeah, so D'Angelo Russell was coming off that game winner. Really good game.
Just a choke job.
And then he gives you 5 points last night.
No.
Man, Ben Simmons is falling off, huh? He's
doesn't
just
shoot.
A nothing.
Yes.
He's just a nothing. Man.
Still making stupid money.
Stupid money. But wow.
18 minutes.
People
four
thought
points.
He was going to be a superstar.
So, you know, so Wizards did what we expected. They made a couple moves. Kyle Kuzma goes to the Bucks. The Bucks looking to get a little younger. And Chris Middleton comes here to Washington in some sort of a trade swap, picks, whatever. And then they trade Valanciunas, who we knew was probably going to be dealt to Sacramento.
Yeah, for someone I've never heard of, Sidy Sissoko.
They're loading up on their second-round picks, though, too.
They got a couple second-round picks, too, yeah.
All right, it is an open line Thursday.
And by the way, another Frenchman.
Who?
I believe Sissoko.
He's not going to make it on the platform with Sarr and Koulibaly for French Heritage Day.
Yeah, so they got three Frenchmen.
Remember last week we had a bunch of guys calling in before the Skins game. We had the guy from Vietnam. I think we had this guy from China calling.
Yeah.
Some of them were going to fly back if they made it to the Super Bowl. I think the Vietnam guy said for sure he's going to fly back.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Can't remember if the Chinese guy and the guy from China said he was going to call, fly back. But here's Isaac calling from China. Isaac, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Junks? Yeah, I'm calling back. It's been a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, Commanders didn't.
Right.
Couldn't swing it, but I want to check in with you guys and wish EB happy birthday. Hope it's a good one. Also want to console JP on the Luka trade. I know he's probably distraught, but no. The main
now he's
thing,
now he's a big Laker like, fan.
Yeah, man. They traded away Dalton Knecht for Mark Williams. I have some hopes now.
Actually, my buddy's joking on me because I'm kind of like a Cubs fan like EB is. I grasp on like my OG roots from my mom was born in Chicago and now I'm an O's fan because I grew up in Maryland. Anyway.
What time is it in China? 7:30 at night?
It's 6:30 at night. 6:30 right now. just had some dinner. But my last time I called, I was butt nervous and my wife was like, why didn't you talk about like you know, my dad. And I was like, oh, that's right. She was basically saying the only two guys who have she knows who ever listened to Junks are me and her dad.
That's what she thinks? Those are the only two?
That she knows.
I hope she's wrong. Life, but,
by our callers lately, yeah. She might be right.
But no, but her dad actually passed away a little more than a decade ago, and I never got to meet him. So it's actually a really awesome bond, like that, you know. That,
so it just so happens that you love the show, and her dad did too?
Totally. I mean, when we're driving the first time together, and I was like, okay, you know, mind if I put on a Junk? She was like, oh my God. My dad used to put on the Junkies all the time.
Perfect.
And I was like, all right, that's amazing. And he was Wheaton Volunteer Rescue Squad. Shout out to them. He was a fireman, started off his career as a fireman in D.C., and then he was, I believe, the president of the Wheaton Volunteer Fire Rescue Squad.
Very cool.
And
What's the point of this call again? I'm just trying to figure out where we're going with this.
He just said talking about his life.
You're just kind of calling in to talk about your life?
Well, no, more about him. I just wanted to, like, you know, give that that connection. I just want to make sure, you know.
Didn't you say you're in China because of your wife?
Yeah. So she works for the government, at least hopefully, you know, for the next 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happens,
and then what do you do?
She may not, right.
Yeah, what do you do?
I actually got a job with the government as well, so I'm working here.
Oh, you both are, okay.
So we're both on pins and needles.
And do you have kids over there?
We won't talk about that. No kids here. But if you want to ask me questions about last time, EB had a lot. He wanted to know what the dating scene was like. Of course, I'm married. So
I, for some reason, I don't care today.
Are you in Beijing? You in one of the big cities?
No, I'm in Guangzhou. Guangzhou is, you probably never heard of it.
Nope.
And it's the third or fourth largest city. And it's got 18 million people. So
oh, my
it's kind
God.
Of a show.
So it's like New York City.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on the street the other day. She had khakis on. I was like, hold up, is that Dina?
He's doing bits.
Yeah, hey, what kind of fast food options do you have there?
Oh, you like, got everything. I mean,
American stuff?
In fact, I do fast food reviews like all over. I'm trying to do them here in China.
He's the Kelsey Flame of China.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, not even close.
What do you have? I assume you have McDonald's. What else?
We got McDonald's, but they do, their main focus for McDonald's is fried chicken. It's kind of wild. Like, so they have Burger King, McDonald's. There's a Shake Shack here. I mean, you have everything you could possibly want. Here, but
what about Popeyes? You got Popeyes?
A little bit of a flavor. No Popeyes. They do have KFC. KFC actually kind of owns McDonald's here. They started off early in the market, and they got
Isaac. Like, how tall are you?
Oh, I am 5'6".
Oh, you're not even a giant over
how
there.
How short are you? That's what you should ask.
Right? Like, EB, you'd probably be a giant in China, right?
Oh, I don't
how many
know.
Guys are over
you
6 feet?
Yao Ming?
That's an outlier.
Yao Ming. I've seen one or two, but mostly shorties.
Right.
But yeah, I, you know, occasionally do feel like a short king here. On average, everybody's a little shorter.
Right.
Hey, so you wanted to come to the Commanders game if they had made the Super Bowl. How did you consume the NFC Championship game there? Where'd you go? Or just watch it from home?
I could have watched it from home. I got silly YouTube TV hooked up on my VPN, but there was a bar that a bunch of local people here were watching it at, and opened up early for us. And it was a good group. God, dude, though.
Do you hang with, like, Chinese dudes or, like, American guys?
American guys, a lot of people from work, colleagues. There was some other folks from local area. Yeah,
right. Okay.
But food reviews. I'll do some. Give me a request, and I'll go ahead and try some like fried chicken from McDonald's.
All right, do that. Call us next Thursday.
All right, Isaac.
I'll give you guys. All right, dude.
All right, buddy.
That's our weekly Chinese check.
You didn't want to talk to him anymore.
I mean, I don't know. I just.
EB nailed it. The call was not necessarily going anywhere.
Hey, it's open line Thursday.
It is, and it's fine.
You
for
can talk
a while.
About whatever you want.
He didn't really have that much. He wanted to talk about his father-in-law just randomly.
Yeah, he just wanted to get a little
10 years ago.
Yeah.
He might not even know that the Wizards made two pretty big trades. He might not have any idea.
Yeah, the news hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
So what are the details on the Jimmy Butler trade, by the way?
Oh, it was like a three-team trade, wasn't it?
I think it was four.
I was four. That's right.
He ends up in Golden State. That's the big storyline is Jimmy Butler joins forces with Curry and Draymond Green as they try and make one more
What's
run.
Funny about that, didn't Jimmy Butler say he didn't want to sign the extension in Golden State just
That's
last
what he
week?
Said. That's what he said initially.
Maybe
he seemed
wasn't.
Desperate to get to Phoenix, but Phoenix wasn't able to make it happen, so maybe he,
so he gets
settled for that.
$60 million a year for the next 2 years.
And probably part of the reason Phoenix, he couldn't land in Phoenix. Did you see the report where Bradley Beal was like, I'm pretty comfortable here. I don't feel like getting traded. I guess he has still has that power.
Wow.
Yeah, he blocks everything.
It's pretty good.
He wants to stay there despite his wife getting into it with the fan. Remember, we did that story?
Don't know.
I saw Lonzo Ball got an extension.
Yeah, 2 years.
He's actually had a miraculous comeback. He missed like 1,000 games. He was out for like 3 years.
It's crazy.
And, you know, he had that like cadaver cartilage, I think, put in there. And, you know, that's like a very experimental surgery. But he appears, I think he's up to like 28 minutes a game. He's shooting like 37% from threes. He's not putting up any big numbers. They're happy with
him. De'Aaron Fox, who got traded to the Spurs, he had a bomb game last night in his first game in San Antonio.
So are we pro the Wiz moves of shipping out Kuzma and Valachunas? I mean, I would guess you have to be, right? You're acquiring draft capital and some young talent that you hope.
Any significant draft capital? Like, what are they getting in return?
I mean, from the Bucks here, the Bucks deal was the Bucks get Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second rounder. The Wiz got Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, who apparently they were into last year. He's a 20-year-old shooting guard with some size, like 6'5". Young, you know, they're adding more youth to the team and a pick swap. Is what they get.
Yeah,
in that
I saw
deal.
The pick swap. So what does that mean? Are we getting a better pick or a worse pick?
I think you end up with a better pick.
We're getting a better pick.
Yeah, but I mean, they're just unloading veterans.
No, I get it.
And
but are you wondering if you get anything good out of it?
Yes, they have 4 first round picks from last year's draft now on the roster.
Yeah, AJ Johnson was
supposed to be excited about AJ Johnson. Legitimately excited. He doesn't excite me, but I mean, maybe I'm.
Well, you're
I don't
excited
know anything
about George. They're picked right next to each other, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Stockpiling first rounders. Yeah.
He's
last
just
the
guy.
Round.
He didn't play college hoops. He just went right. I think he went right to G League. Right.
Australia.
Yeah, he went to Australia,
first. Okay.
Played down under.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get a couple young guys, and then you get some picks. Well, I mean, you didn't want Kuzma, and you didn't want Valachunas, so.
What you have to be excited by is they're following the Oklahoma City Thunder plan. These guys came over with that type of experience. In terms of Winger and Dawkins, and Oklahoma City is 40-9. So that's where they're trying to get, and it's going to be kind of a lengthy process. They got to nail somebody like Cooper Flagg, who's really going to change the trajectory of the team. But
well, you got
to me, these are moves on the edges right now.
That's what it seems like to
you
me.
You need a big move, which is going to be hopefully in the draft. And Sar potentially could win Rookie of the Year, believe it or not.
Tells you about the class. I mean, he's having a solid season.
Yeah,
I think kind of what you expected, right? How far is he from a double-double? What is he averaging, like 12 points and maybe like
seven
or eight rebounds, something like that? How many blocks?
I'll check.
It's a solid rookie campaign.
Yeah, solid.
He's kind of like 12-7-2 is kind of what comes to my mind, but I'm not exactly sure. Let's see.
Who's his competition for Rookie of the Year?
Stephon Castle is with. So Sar's averaging, that's pretty close, 11.5 points per game
and
6.6 rebounds. So you bump
we'll
it up 12
up
and
seven.
7.
We'll round that up.
He's averaging, but he's only shooting 39%, but I think it's been getting better of late. And then blocks per game. Where do they list
Did I
blocks?
Dream it? Did Bronny have a good Did game blocks. Last night, like in garbage time?
No, he just hit 1-3.
He didn't play it wasn't last night, it was 2 nights ago.
Hit 1-3.
Most likely a dream.
Oh, it must have been a dream then.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I thought I saw in my dream that he had 17.
No.
Oh, yeah. You were dreaming.
Maybe in the
dreaming.
G League. Yeah. Sar's averaging 1.6 blocks per game. So, yeah, if you bump that up to 2, I'm pretty close. 12-7-2.
So, Koulibaly's averaging 12.5, 5 steal and a half, 3.5 assists. Okay. Shooting, what is he shooting from the floor? Let me see. Hold on real quick.
His shooting could use some improvement.
All right, Koulibaly shooting 42%. All right, that's better than
I
thought it was.
Up that a little bit.
Did anybody call for Johnny Davis?
No.
No interest.
Who would call for Johnny Davis?
I don't think anybody would.
I mean, how's that going to happen?
I don't think anybody would.
He's going to play out the string. and then you'll never see or hear from him ever again.
I mean, it's unlikely that they make another move, but there's a chance they make another move. I could see them moving Brogdon today.
Does someone want Poole?
Anybody that has a long-term deal and or is making a lot of money that's over like 27 or 28, those guys should have their head on a swivel. Yep. Have your bags packed, my friends.
So Middleton has one more year. He's got a player option deal that he could he could accept next year.
Which I would think he would.
It's $35
million. Yeah. I
mean, and then Kuzma had an extra year. Right. So they're basically getting a year off. Because
such a bad beat for Chris
Middleton.
He had two
more years after this year.
Guy won a ring in Milwaukee. They could compete for a championship this year. And then he ends up here.
Oof. Well, he's not great.
That's what happens when you're hurt all the time and you average 12 a game and you're making $30 million.
Don't forget, Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 7:20. When we come back, we'll get into Myles Garrett. He was raving about Jaden Daniels
bet he was.
Yesterday. We'll get into that conversation next here on The Fan.